ever made a mistake or distorted information. We are all, by any practical definition of the words, foolproof and incapable of error. But I can give you my complete assurance that my work will be back to normal. I've still got the
creditor, Mr. Emerson,
and everything is going extremely well.
Hal, you have an enormous responsibility.
I'm responding to it.
In many ways, perhaps the greatest responsibility of any single mission element. You're the brain and the central nervous system of the ship, and your responsibilities include watching over the men in hibernation. Does this ever cause you any lack of confidence?
Let me put it this way, Mr. Emerson. The 9000 series is the most reliable computer ever manned. No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information. We are all, by any practical definition of the words, foolproof and incapable of error.
Despite your enormous intellect, are you ever frustrated by your dependence on people to carry out actions?
Not in the slightest bit. I enjoy working with people. I have a stimulating relationship with Dr. Poole and Dr. Bowman-Burke. My mission responsibilities range over the entire operation of the ship, so I am constantly occupied. I am putting myself to the fullest possible use, which is all I think that any conscious entity can ever hope to do.
Dr. Poole, what's it like living for the better part of a year in such close proximity with Hal?
Well, it's pretty close to what you said about him earlier. He's just like a cis member of the crew. Quickly get adjusted to the idea that he talks to you like really just as another person.
In talking to the computer, one gets the sense that he is capable of emotional responses. For example, when I asked him about his abilities, I sensed a certain pride in his answer about his accuracy and perfection. Do you believe that Hal has genuine emotions?
Well, he acts like he has genuine emotions. Was he programmed to feel anything in the personal life?
Good afternoon.